I mean, I can't take that. You can't eat pizza with a knife and fork.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. You know, there are places in this city that kill you for eating pizza like that.
Well, I'm not in one of those places.
Don't be so sure.
What is your problem? This is the way I eat pizza. I like to be civilized.
You got a civilized piece of cheese hanging from your face there. That's nice.
That's very nice. John, wait. I need to talk to you.
Well, clearly you and I have different needs.
Look, I don't want to just jump into sex. I want the first time to be romantic. I mean, we haven't even had a proper first date yet.
We've known each other for over a year. I mean, come on, you know, don't I get credit for time served?
Time served? And what is this, a conjugal visit?
Apparently not, or we'd be conjugalating by now.
I want a real date, John.
This is a real date.
No. This is you ordering a medium pizza, getting a large by accident, and then climbing up the fire escape and asking me if I wanted a slice.
Oh, so now I'm being punished for kindness?
You just don't get it. You are so unromantic.
No, wait. Wait a second. I know what you mean. I'm sorry. I think I got a candle around here someplace. I got some Lionel Richie. How about that, huh? Romantic enough for you?
John, asking me to explain romance to you is, for the record, not romantic. So thanks for dinner, but you'll have to find something else to do for dessert.
Oh, no. Hey, come on. Where are you going? Oh, yes, I'm... Who cares? Go home, you know? Who needs you? I'll finish this off myself. I'm talking about the pizza.
Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Can you keep an eye on the counter? I gotta go visit my Nana at the home.
I didn't know your grandmother was in the home.
Oh, yeah, it was getting too tough for her to live alone. I mean, climbing up all those stairs, and she kept losing stuff, and, well, you know I was no help there. So. I don't think she's ever been so happy. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Anybody want to know why his Nana's so happy? It's not because he brings her candy every week. She's having sex.
Ew. How do you know that?
My brother knows a guy who works there. One night he hears this noise coming from a room. So he checks it out, and he sees Nana and some geezer going at it like a couple of rabbits. Couple of wrinkly old rabbits.
Ew! Oh, stop. I think it's sweet.
When I was a kid, I was at a friend's house, and by mistake, I saw his grandmother step out of the shower naked. It was not sweet.
Wouldn't you think you get to a certain age and your sex drive would shrivel up like, you know, everything else?
Well, let's find out.
No.
Excuse me, sir. Are you interested in sex? I didn't mean with me. Come on, I crack you like a crab.
Like, there's an old man out there whacking Hector with a cane like he's a pinata. I swear, I saw candy come flying out of him. Turkey sandwich to go, please.
You didn't come in for breakfast this morning. I thought maybe you were mad because of last night.
No, what happened last night?
Nothing. I wasn't
Doesn't
mad.
Doesn't sound like nothing.
It's none of your business.
No, it just felt like...
Felt like what?
Hey, what are you, a three-year-old? Come on. Go away.
You're not the boss of me.
Yes, I am.
Oh, right.
Anyway, thought about what you said about us having a proper date. Well, you, me, dinner Friday.
Oh, John, you sweep me off my feet.
What'd I do wrong now?
Look, would it kill you to call me and ask me out nicely?
I'm standing right here. Why should I call you? You know something? I give up. I have no idea what you're holding anymore. It's like I...
Hello, diner. Oh, John, what a surprise. Yeah, I'd love to have dinner Friday. Oh, let me just check my calendar.
Come on, I don't have enough anytime minutes. Do you want to go?
Okay, fine. I'd love to.
Thank you. God, what a pain in the ass.
What was that?
I said I'd see you Friday. What is it with you women? You meet a guy, you like him. But the minute you find out he likes you, you start trying to change him from what he is into what you want him to be, which as near as I can tell is another woman. You know, Sam, I think down deep you're all lesbians.
I assume this is about Chris.
You know, everything has to be romantic with her. I walk in there this morning and I...
Amazing. All these years, who knew that would work? John, I cannot listen to any more about you and Chris. I am not your mother, I am not your shrink, but most of all, I'm not interested.
You have to be. I pay you.
Not enough for that.
Well, just out of curiosity, how much more would I have to... Oh. Linda, get in here, will you?
Okay, I knew this was coming. That two-hour phone call to Brazil, it really was a wrong number. But Gilberto and I just happened to hit it off.
Yeah, it's not about that. It will be later, but right now, I just want your opinion on something. Sit down. It's about me and Chris.
Isn't this the kind of thing you usually talk to Margaret about?
Well, she wanted to, but, you know, It's a dating thing, and between you and me, she's a little out of touch.
I know, it's so sad.
Anyway, why is it the second a woman meets a guy she likes, right away she tries to change him?
The truth is, men and women are different. I hope I've been of some help.
Sit. Come on, I'm serious.
Okay. I didn't want to say this because Chris is a friend, but if she's trying to change you, she's out of her mind. I mean, you're a handsome, successful, intelligent, caring physician. Any woman would be lucky to have you.
Yeah, you're up for salary review, aren't you?
Next week.
Yeah, get out.
It was the handsome, wasn't it? I knew that was the
handsome. Yeah.
Hector, what's wrong?
This whole old people still doing a thing makes me a little bummed out.
Why would that bother you?
Well, this may surprise you, but I don't do as well with women as you might think. No, it's true. But I figured by the time I got older, it wouldn't matter because, I just wouldn't care. Now I find out I got another 50, 60 years of rejection to look forward to.
Look, Hector, don't worry. I mean, one day you'll...
One day I'll what?
Give me a second. Oh, John! Glad you're here. Look, I heard about this great seafood place in the neighborhood. I thought maybe we could go there Friday night. What do you think?
Whatever. Where's Jake?
He's running an errand. What's the matter?
It's his grandmother. I'm her doctor, so they call me from the home. Evidently, she's passed away.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
She said she had a heart attack.
But he said she was feeling great.
Maybe a little too great. She had a heart attack while... In the act.
The act?
Yeah, that one.
Talking about sex, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Does Jake know?
Good afternoon, huh? Can it be a more beautiful day?
I'm going with no.
I can't believe it. I just saw her yesterday. She was fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
I mean, I knew this day would come, but I guess you're never really ready for it, right? Mm. I hate to think of her dying all alone.
She wasn't exactly alone.
What? She was with someone?
Yeah, she was with a guy.
Really? A doctor?
No. He was more of a friend.
Yeah, naked friend.
What are you talking about?
What is the matter with you?
The man has a right to know.
Know what? What are you talking about?
Apparently, this friend and your Nana knew each other very, very well. You might say, intimately.
What are you trying to say?
Well, they knew each other in the biblical sense. Mm.
What are you trying to say?
Jake, they were having sex and she died.
What are you trying to say?
John, we should have left 5 minutes ago. I don't want to be late.
For a funeral? What difference does it make? Now, Nana's dead, Jake's blind. No one's going to notice if we're late. Hey, come here. I want some help. Look at this. See, I got this menu from a seafood place where Chris wants to go on our date.
Don't want to talk about it.
I'm not talking about Chris. I'm talking about lobster. Look, every time you see lobster, it says MP. That's market price. That means they can charge anything they want. It's like a license to steal.
So don't order the lobster.
Please, who do you think you're talking to? I'm worried about Chris. If she orders a $50 lobster, I'm going to be forced to order like a $4 salad, and I'm going to be eating it and resenting her the whole time. Anger's going to build. She's going to ask me what's wrong, and you know me, I won't say anything. Try to hold it back until I can't stand it anymore, and at the end of dinner, I'll reach across the table and strangle her with her butter-soaked lobster bib. How's that going to work?
I don't want to be late.
You know, maybe one of us should stay here just in case a patient shows up.
No, they won't. I rescheduled everyone till after 4. Now, come on.
But what if there's an emergency?
Then they'll go to the emergency room. Now, let's go.
I'm not going. I can't. I hate funerals. They freak me out.
Yeah, excuse me. How long would it take you to download an article on unsafe bacterial level in lobster?
Linda, stop this. You have to go. It's for Jake.
I know, but I hate dead people. It's nothing personal, but the waxy skin, the hideous makeup, I'm not going and you can't make me.
Linda, you are acting like a child. Now you are going.
I hate you!
Linda, stop this. You are going and that is final.
Okay, I'll go. But the last time I went to a funeral, I threw up in the coffin.
Maybe she can stay.
Well, hey, you know, these appetizers look great. Want me to get us a couple of plates here?
Nah, I don't want to ruin my appetite for dinner. You know, that restaurant flies the lobsters in fresh from Maine.
Yeah, you say that like that's a good thing, but I don't know, you know. They put them in crates, they throw them on planes. You know, lobsters aren't stupid. They know they're going to die, and I'm thinking they probably tense up and the meat gets all tough.
What the hell are you talking about?
It just occurred to me that if you're after, you know, a nice tender piece of meat, you can't go wrong with a piece of chicken. Oh, there's Jake. Oh,
you have beautiful eyes.
They're up here.
I got a room down the hall.
I've got a husband at home.
So what's your point?
Hey, Jake, how you holding up?
I guess I'm okay. I just can't stop thinking about the guy she was with.
Try not to make yourself crazy thinking about it.
Yeah, what's important is that she had
someone. Hey, I'm well aware that she had someone. Ain't no need to make a brother dwell on it. Come on.
What she meant was, you know, you should try to get the picture of the two of them out of your head.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I guess I should focus on what's important and not that picture.
Excuse me, young man. I'm Charles Evans. I was with your grandmother when she passed.
And the picture's back in.
Ruth was very special to me. What we had was beautiful and life-affirming.
Well, now, did you hear that, Jake? Beautiful.
It's important to me, you understand. It wasn't just physical.
Oh, come
on. Oh, we took walks. We saw movies. Then once in a while, we'd light a candle, play a little Coltrane. I'm really gonna miss her.
Sounds like he cared about her very much.
What do you say, Jack? I guess I am glad that she had someone.
Excuse me, young man. I just want you to know that Ruth was very special to me. What we had was beautiful. Well.
Poor guy, his mind must be going. He doesn't remember just talking to me.
Different guy, Jake.
What? She was sleeping with two men?
Excuse me. Your grandmother was the most special woman. She awakened things in me that I thought died long ago.
Different guy?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, man, my nana was old!
You know, if we've learned anything today, it's that life is fleeting. We could go just like that. So, you've got to make the moments count.
You know, with only one arm, that wheelchair would just go round and round.
Yeah, yeah, she made you happy, beat it.
Jake, it doesn't matter that your nana had sex with a lot of...
La, 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 la.
What's important is that she had romance in her life right up until the end. Some women wait their whole lives for that and they never get it. She was lucky.
We're going out to dinner. What more do you want?
I guess you're right. I just loved her and... And I wanted her to be happy, and I guess she was. I think I'm just upset because she's gone.
You're Ruth's grandson, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
I just want to say that your Nana was the most special woman. She taught...
La, 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 la.
Chris, Sean, midnight. So what are you doing? Sleeping? Ah, not any more than that. Hey, come on down, will you? No, this is important. Meet me on the fire escape. Yeah, really.
Flowers, wine. It's so romantic. I'm touched.
I'm sorry about our date. You know, I got back to the office. It was wall-to-wall patients. I was just about to leave. Some guy walked in with food poisoning. Lobster, by the way. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know... do something special, say I'm sorry. You said you liked it.
It's so beautiful. But I'm not.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm hideous.
Hey, you know, not my choice of words. I mean, I see where you're coming from. But...
did everything right, but...
But what?
But I'm in this bathrobe and these dopey slippers and I've got bedhead. I mean, you're not supposed to have bedhead before you sleep with somebody. I mean, I wanted our first time to be perfect.
No, hey, you know, life's not perfect. Yeah, you gotta take moments when they... Hold on a second. You got a little crusty goober thing there.
John, I really want to, but I just, I don't
tell you what,
know.
I tell you what, go to bed. Really, get some sleep.
You sure? Well,
yeah.
We are going to do this.
I know.
Good night.
Good night. Well, don't worry about me. I'll just finish this off myself. I'm talking about the wine.
I know.